This is Theremin 30. 30 minutes of Theremin music, news, events, and interviews with a new episode about every 30 days. Now, here's your host from Denver, Colorado, USA, Rick Reed.
Hey, welcome to the June 2022 edition of Theremin 30. If you're a regular listener, thanks for coming back again. And if you're new to the podcast, welcome. After you finish listening to this episode, check out the previous shows for some great music and interviews from around the world. This month, I've got music from Germany, Spain, Colombia, and the USA, and my special guest is thereminist Mano Divina of the Philadelphia-based chamber orchestra, the Divine Hand Ensemble. He'll be sharing news about the group's new album, set for release on June 21st. Let's get the music started now with a couple of European recording artists. First, we'll hear the jazz rock trio About Aphrodite from the vicinity of Dortmund, Germany. And after that, the tiki-inspired lounge band L'Exotic Ghost from Madrid, Spain. I'll tell you about both tracks after we give them a spin. We started the show with a track called Future Memories 2.0, a brand new release from About Aphrodite. The band features Gilda Razzani on theremin and several other instruments, Hans Vonning on keyboards and synths, and Jaime Moraga Vasquez on drums and percussion. They have just released a performance video to accompany that track. I've added it to the Theremin 30 playlist on YouTube. And you can see them live on stage in Bochum, Germany on June 24th. There's a link to ticket information in the Theremin 30 calendar. Then I played Wai Lua Lui, featuring thereminist Javier Diaz-Aina. It's from the new Lexotic Ghost album called Camongo. The 10-song album continues the band's fun reimagining of tropical lounge music. It's available now on all the usual streaming and download sites, including iTunes and Bandcamp. Lexotic Ghost have concerts slated for Alicante, Spain on June 10th, Barcelona on June 17th, and Valencia on June 18th. Links are on the Theremin 30 calendar. Later in the show, I'll visit with Mano Divina of the Divine Hand Ensemble, and I've got music from Amon Rouge. Plus, after this quick break, I'll take a look at upcoming events on the Theremin 30 calendar, so stay tuned. The Theremin 30 podcast is supported by affiliate programs with Eargasm Earplugs, eBay, Reverb, and Zounds. When you follow these links and banners on our website, a portion of any purchases you make will help keep this show in the ether. So start shopping at theremin30.com. It's time now for a look at the Theremin 30 calendar of Theremin events. On June 4th, Dorit Chrysler will lead some free Theremin workshops in Washington, D.C., and Dr. G will perform at Nerdstock Fest in Montreal. Also, the Divine Hand Ensemble performs in the West Laurel Cemetery in Philadelphia. On June 5th, Ernesto Mendoza will be on stage in Mexico City. Itch.io will perform at Meow Wolf Denver for four nights in a row, June 17th through the 20th. Lydia Kavanagh continues her online workshops on most Sundays, and Yoko Onishi hosts another RCA Theremin evening on June 25th. For details about these events and more, including the performances by About Aphrodite and Lexotic Ghost that I mentioned earlier in the show, check out the interactive calendar on theremin30.com. If you have an event you'd like me to put on the calendar, send me all the details through the website or social media. Now let's get back to the music with a song from Amon Rouge, the music project of Amanda Lucia Rodriguez of Bogota, Colombia. Since 2019, the singer-songwriter has been recording and releasing parts of an epic and theatrical album project called The Crow in the Hat. The third installment is almost ready for release and again features thereminist Etheremic, also known as Eric Suescon. Among the new tracks will be this recording, Amon Rouge, previously released as a single, called Sueño Profundo, or in English, Deep Sleep.
Sus manos en el
That was Sueño Profundo, or Deep Sleep, by Amon Rouge, featuring thereminist Etheramic. You can hear more of their music on their Bandcamp page, and you can also find their recent music video for the song Children of London on the Theremin 30 YouTube playlist. After this break, I'll visit with Mano Divina of the Divine Hand Ensemble, and we'll preview music from their new album, Aria 51. So stick around. Hey, this is Rick Reed, producer and host of the Theremin 30 podcast. Did you know that you can advertise with Theremin 30? You can place banner ads on the website or even get a commercial played right here in the middle of the show. It's a great way to promote products, services, and events to the Theremin community. And honestly, this show does not have a huge audience, at least not yet. But that means it doesn't cost much to get involved. You can find rates and details at theremin30.com. The Divine Hand Ensemble has been bringing their modern take on classical music to audiences around Philadelphia and beyond. Now they're about to release their very first studio album called Aria 51. I recently visited with their founder and thereminist Mano Divina to learn more about the group, the album, and a most unusual concert slated for June 4th. Mano Divina, thank you so much for being on Theremin 30.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm looking forward to speaking with you, and this is such an awesome project that you have going on here.
Oh, thank you. Well, you've got a couple of awesome projects coming up. You have a new album coming out and a really cool concert at a cemetery in Pennsylvania. So I want to talk to you about both of those things. But first of all, tell me, what is the Divine Hand Ensemble?
The Divine Hand Ensemble is a 11-piece classical ensemble that functions like a rock band, and we're fronted by a theremin. We use the theremin in lieu of vocals, so it's like a classical group doing rock covers with a theremin singing.
What's the typical arrangement of instruments? You have a certain number of cellos and so on.
We have a cello, two viola, three violin, two concert harps, vibraphone and marimba, accordion and theremin.
How many people in your group? 11, did you say?
There are 11 regular members, and then we have an additional 4 or 5 members that come in and out depending on the material we're doing for the shift. with all the various places we play, some shows might be all Mozart, some shows might be all movie themes, and some shows might be all rock covers. So, depending on the material we're playing, is how many people I bring to the stage with me.
Who does your arrangements? Is that all you, or is it a collaborative effort?
Depending on the piece, I always go to my first arranger, John Salmon, and have him do the arrangement. And then I have two other arrangers in the group that work outside of the project in case I want too much or John's overloaded or anything like that.
Where does the name of the group come from?
My name, Mano Divina, is Italian for divine hand. And the other reason we use divine hand is some of the classical material in particular that we perform is meant to emotionally move the audience. So we try to pick all the pieces that a composer was kind of putting his hand up to God in order to praise a higher self or a higher sense of consciousness in the musical world and reflected in their musical piece. So, I mean, I love Mozart's Magic Flute, and as much as I think The Queen of the Night sounds fun on theremin, we aim more for the more beautiful pieces. So we go with divine hand because we're trying to present divine music, and of course the theremin is played just with your hands.
When I first heard of the group, it made me think of the 1960s band founded here in Denver called Lothar and the Hand People. Lothar was the name of their theremin.
Yeah, our classic amongst theremin world, of course, and collectible items. There are a couple of albums that are still considered influential today. Great idea, super cool concept. And of course, you know, everybody who's a thereminist today should give props to Lothar for being the first front person out there doing this. And we kind of do, well, not that we sound anything like them, but we kind of take that concept of putting the theremin out as a lead singer. Sometimes we do opera duets with a real singer, like the flower duet, and the theremin does the operatic soprano part.
Your group has a relationship with the Laurel Hill Cemetery there in the Philadelphia area. How did that get started? And tell us about the concert that you're going to be playing there in June.
In our town here in Philadelphia, we have wonderful venues to see classical music. However, they're expensive. Most of them start at $100 a seat. And there's just a lot of people in this town who love classical music that just can't afford that. So we started to make it our mission to bring not just classical music, but an unusual classical ensemble fronted by a theremin to places that you wouldn't normally see a classical group perform and offer affordable ticket prices. Our shows are $20, $25 each, and we play everywhere from churches to concert stages to theaters to nightclubs, and we're always on the lookout for other unusual places to play. We got asked about 11 years ago if we would consider performing in the middle of a cemetery because of all the styles of music we specialize in. One of them is funerary music. Funerary music is music that was written for the dead, dating back to the 1500s. Now, there's a lot of misinformation out there about funerary music, but it was a legitimate art form where people would play legitimately for the dead. And we found this fascinating. And I got to petition the Vatican and get access to the 9 existing funerary pieces that they had in their archives and transcribed them and was able to bring them back to my group to play. And we started to feature some funerary music. And the cemetery contacted me one day and they said, "We love your funerary stuff. Would you ever consider doing a whole concert of it in the cemetery?" And that's right up our alley, of course. So we're like, yeah. And while we're at it, how about a second concert that same evening where we're doing more of a gothic theme for the audience, like Edward Scissorhands and Beetlejuice and Danny Elfman stuff? They said, yeah, let's give it a shot. And it was a huge success. So we go back every year. This, I think, is going to be our 12th year, might be our 13th, performing in the cemetery where the whole group sets up in the middle of the cemetery. We start it at sunset, which is 6 o'clock, and we play until the sun sets completely and light up a bunch of candles. And we do a 2-hour concert in the middle of the graveyard that covers everything from the specials Ghost Town to legitimate funerary music to themes of people who are there. We've developed this relationship with them over a decade now. And when they did their phone walking tour, this is a tour where you can walk through this graveyard, just a huge cemetery, and it's historically filled with really important people. And you can point your cell phone at a gravestone and you get a narration of telling you who's buried there and some significant details about them, like you would in a museum, but it's for a cemetery. Mm-hmm. Great idea. We thought that was really cool. And it turns out there are 13 composers buried in that cemetery. I believe 9 of them are women. And they hired us to do the musical score behind the narration of each gravestone. And we took it upon ourselves to actually perform the pieces written by the composers that are buried there. And that's a free download. The highlights of that score is available on our website, divinehand.net. And of course, if you visit the Laurel Hill Cemetery, you can get that app in their gift shop, and you can just point your phone at any gravestone and hear a little history of who's buried there and maybe a piece or two of their composition.
You have a new album coming out. It's called Aria 51. I love the name. Tell me about that, and when can we hear it?
It is not just a new album, it is our debut album. So we've spent over a decade concentrating on performing live and sharing music with an audience, which is something as a group we're really into. We never liked the classical mentality of somebody up on stage like they're in a glass cage and the audience is a million miles away in the dark applauding. We like a more rock and roll interaction show where you actually can communicate with the audience and share your music in a less divided kind of way. Mm-hmm. Over the years, we've been very content with just playing live. I shopped our group to labels, and the classical people thought we were too rock and roll, and the rock and roll people thought we were too classical.
Of course.
When the plague came, the great 2020 plague, we lost 50 or 60 concerts, and we didn't have anything else to do. So I said, now would be a good time to go in and record our debut album. Let's make a record of some of our favorite show-stopping pieces that go over well, and we'll put it out ourselves since record labels don't seem to get it. And at the same time, make sure it's a legitimate presentation of not just the band, but what a theremin is. Mm-hmm. Theremin has this huge history of being a science fiction sound effect device, and then I specialize in playing opera arias with it. So we thought the name was a perfect reflection of the amalgam of those two concepts, and hence we have Aria 51, and it's being released on the summer solstice 2022. I believe it is also the 75th anniversary of the UFO crash landing in Roswell, New Mexico. It's 11 covers that range everywhere from Rimsky-Korsakov to the Specials. It is somewhat of a concept record, a somewhat heavenly sci-fi musical journey, some space-age science fiction operatic fun for Earthlings. We're doing a series of release parties from the summer solstice to the autumn equinox, everywhere from the Planetarium, the Franklin Institute, to some concert stages like the Sellersville Theater, the Colonial Theater. We're doing a concert by candlelight in a few churches. All of this to celebrate our album and to reach our very wide audience.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to visit with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I think anybody doing what you're doing is a great help. So thank you for all that you bring to the Thurman community.
The new Aria 51 album comes out on June 21st, but let's wrap up this episode with a sneak preview. Here is the Divine Hand Ensemble with the title track, Aria 51. Thank you. And with that, it's time to close this June 2022 edition of the Theremin 30 podcast. I want to thank About Aphrodite, L'Exotic Ghost, Amon Rouge, and the Divine Hand Ensemble for allowing me to play their music. And to Mano Divina for being my interview guest. And last but not least, a special thanks to the listeners who support the podcast with small one-time and monthly donations. I really appreciate your generosity. I'm your host, Rick Reed. I'll see you again soon, somewhere in the ether.
You've been listening to the Theremin 30 podcast. Visit Theremin 30 on the web at theremin30.com.